This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. National Paddy Day being observed today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwar says paddy import substitution government's priority. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast heavy rainfall today and Japan swelters in worst heat wave since 1875. Now the news in detail. Every year, the 15th of Asar in the lunar calendar is celebrated as the National Paddy Day. This year, the 19th National Paddy Day and Plantation Festival 2079 Bikram Sambat is being celebrated under the slogan Utilization of Biodiversity in Paddy Crops, Support to Import Substitution. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwar has said that the government has adopted a strategy to increase the production and productivity of paddy, thereby substituting its import. Extending best wishes on the occasion of the 19th National Paddy Day and Plantation Festival, he mentioned that the government has pursued a strategy to implement a commercial agriculture development program and develop and increase the use of climate-friendly nutritious paddy, including high-yielding varieties, stating that paddy and paddy farming have been an integral part of Nepali society's economy, social and cultural significance since time immemorial. Prime Minister Deuwar noted that the constitution has guaranteed the right to food as a fundamental right. He said that the Right to Food and Food Sovereignty Act 2075 Bikram Sambat has been issued to implement this right. Considering the current situation where huge amount of money has to be spent annually for rice imported, the government of Nepal has implemented various policies and plans to increase the production of paddy and maintaining sustainable food security in the country. Prime Minister Deuwar also expressed the confidence that increasing the production of paddy in Nepal will help the country become self-reliant through protection and promotion of the indigenous varieties of paddy found in the Tarai hills and mountains. The local administration has urged the residents of the river banks to be alert as the water level in the Rapti River is rising. Information officer at the District Emergency Operations Center, Baki Rupan Gewali, said that the flood level in the river has been rising due to incessant rains since last night. The administration has requested not to enter the river to cover the fees and firewood due to the floods in the river. The Sisneri road section linking Khetora and the capital Kathmandu has been obstructed since this morning due to a landslide. Police inspector at area police post Vimfedi Pratima Karki said the road section was disrupted due to a landslide in Indra Sarovar Rural Municipality 3, Ramchandra Bhanjang last night. With the rainfall continuing, efforts to remove the landslide debris have turned out to be challenging in the landslide hit area. Traffic movement would be made smooth after clearing of the road, he said, adding the authority concerned would start working once the rain stops. However, the Kulekhani Fafil road section and Trivuvan Highway are operational. Likewise, the Kanti Path connecting Kathmandu Hetora has also been obstructed by the rainfall. Janakpur Dham has been waterlogged due to incessant rain for the last 2 days. Most of the houses are inundated in Janakpur Submetropolis 10. Deputy Mayor of the Submetropolis Kishori Saha said entire settlement has been submerged in a lack of an appropriate outlet system. The spokesperson at Madhya Province Police Office Janakpur Dham, SP Tul Bahadur Karki, said no human casualty has been reported so far in the Madhya Province. Meanwhile, Dhanusar District Police Office has cautioned the locals residing along the river banks to take safety measures in view of flooding. Most of the municipalities in Thapa have been inundated due to incessant rains since Tuesday morning. According to weather forecast branch, the water level has risen in all the big and small rivers of the district. According to Police Office Thapa, the coastal area without embankment is being rapidly eroded due to increasing water flow in Meji, Ninda, Viring, Konkai, Mawa, Adua, Baniyani, Devniya, Hadiya and Ghagra of the district. The damage has been reported in Gauriganj, Sivasataksi, Gauradaha, Bahardasi, Birtamod, Japa, Kachankawal, Bhadrapur, Kamal, Damok and other places of the district. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, said that the party should move ahead by assimilating the national needs without any prejudice. Speaking at a program organized at the party office, Paris Tara Court, today, Chairman Prachanda said that the leaders who had earlier split from the Maoists should reconsider their position and protect the national unity and independence of the country and lead the people on a new journey of development and prosperity. Heavy rainfall is likely to take place in some parts with partial to complete changes in weather conditions across the country due to the effects of monsoon winds. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, heavy rainfall has occurred in the southern belt of Nepal towards the north from the monsoon low pressure line. The department informed weather conditions will, however, gradually improve from Friday onward. The system is likely to bring light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in most parts of the country. Likewise, it will trigger heavy rainfall in some parts of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Heavy rainfall is predicted in some parts of Sudhir Pashchim Province and Karnali Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Philippines authorities have again ordered the shutdown of an investigative news site founded by Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Ressa. The regulator's ruling comes just before Duterte leaves office and is succeeded by his ally Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who won the election in May. Rappler said it would not be closing and would challenge the order in court. The Philippines Securities and Exchange Commission said in a statement that a decision to revoke the company's license to operate had been upheld following an appeal because it and the court had concluded that Rappler's funding model was unconstitutional. Sri Lanka has suspended sales of fuel for non-essential vehicles as it faces its worst economic crisis in decades. For the next 2 weeks, only buses, trains and vehicles used for medical services and transporting food will be allowed to fill up with the fuel. Schools in urban areas have shut while officials have told the country's 22 million residents to work from home. With an economy hit hard by the pandemic, rising energy prices and populist tax cuts, Sri Lanka lacks enough foreign currency to pay for imports of essential goods. On Monday, the government said it would ban private vehicles from buying petrol and diesel until 10th of July. Japan is sweltering on the hottest day yet of its worst heat wave for almost 150 years. The blistering heat has drawn official warnings of a looming power shortage and led to calls for people to conserve energy where possible. But the government is still advising people to use air conditioning to avoid heat stroke as cases of hospitalization rise with the heat. Weather officials warn the heat is likely to continue in the coming days. Heat waves have become more frequent, more intense, and last longer because of human-induced climate change. Tokyo charted temperatures above 35 degrees on Wednesday for a fifth straight day, marking the worst documented streak of hot weather in June since records started in 1875. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Paddy Day being observed today, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deobar says paddy import substitution government's priority. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast heavy rainfall today and Japan swelters in the worst heat wave since 1875. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.